your New England Patriots have plenty of prospects to fill positions of need to scout at the Senior Bowl. Who's the best Foxborough fit? Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. Thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, as you can see, we don't only open the week in style, but we close the week in style with a man, one of our very favorites, a fixture here on Locked On Patriots, and that is the way we want it. My good friend, Thomas Murphy, the legend himself, columnist extraordinaire for Me2GSports.com, kicks off the show with me today. We're not waiting to get his wisdom and counsel. He comes right in here in just a moment. Today's episode, folks, though, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster, and they post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. Pats fans, it has been an interesting week for New England. Definitely a historical week in a lot of ways, and definitely a looking forward week in a lot of ways as well. We're going to talk about the looking forward because the Patriots had several standouts to watch, not just at the East-West Shrine Bowl last night. Tip of the cap to Troy Brown, who wins his head coaching debut in that game. But we're going to be taking a deep dive into the Senior Bowl. Preview for Saturday's game, offensive prospects to watch, defensive prospects to watch. Murph and I have got you covered. But first, my good friend, we haven't had a chance to speak on camera, on microphone, about the retirement of Tom Brady earlier this week. We've dedicated a couple of shows to it here on Locked On Patriots. Claire and I talked about it the day that Tom announced his retirement. Steve Buckley of The Athletic joined me yesterday to talk about the historical factor of Tom's retirement, where he ranks in the pantheon of Boston sports. But Murph, you and I, this is a personal, you know, thing in a lot of ways. Tom is, I've been very vocal about that. One of the big reasons why I, you know, am in the business I'm in, why I am, you know, fortunate enough to cover the New England Patriots, the passion that watching him each and every week instilled in me, wanted to make me a better journalist, a better writer, and someone that could help to tell the amazing stories that I was watching each and every week. I know you've had a front row seat, like I said to Steve yesterday, from start to finish with Tom. What kind of emotions did it stir from you when Tom announced his retirement? Did you kind of get those out of your system last year, or were these still a little bit fresh?
Yeah, no. It was kind of out of my system last year. And so him being, I don't want to say so far removed from his time here in New England, but, you know, it kind of adjacent, it kind of a suffix to his career, what happened down there in Tampa and what was going on. It didn't surprise me at all in the way that things broke down and in the offers that we all heard that he was getting, where the opportunities to go to next were. I mean, we talked before about how difficult it would be to leave the state of Florida, having most of his family there. He has family up here in New York. But other than that, a lot of the opportunities for him to play again were out west. And I didn't think that he wanted to be that far away from his family. I was glad that he went out on his own terms. I was glad that he was able to go out without the real deterioration that we've seen from so many guys who were dragged away from the game or sent packing. And to hats off to a terrific career. Opened the doors to Canton right away. Don't make the man wait his 5 years. But most of the emotion was let go last season. Mm. And now I just thought it was the right time.
Yeah, it was the right time. I mean, you saw Tom on the field, and Tom has gone on record several times saying that when I, quote unquote, folks, Tom's words, not mine, when I suck, I'll retire. I don't think he quite sucked this year. I think there were a lot of external factors around him that contributed to the Bucs' downfall. When we say Bucs' downfall, they still made the playoffs this year. It's not like this is a team that finished 1-16 or 1-17 or whatever it is now, and you know that he wasn't able to endure any type of happiness this season. But at the same time, a lot going on personally, and we're not going to make this all about Tom's personal life. This is about his professional career.
Right.
But that is a factor. Those things do factor in. Personal problems, personal issues can definitely affect your professional performance. Anyone who thinks otherwise is probably not human. Some people do a much better job of playing through it than others. Some don't. But I think that was a factor. And I think just ultimately it was time. Thomas said he wanted to play to 45. He did that. He's basically accomplished every goal that he possibly could set forth on a football field. He had nothing left to prove. It's been a while since he's had anything left to prove, but there's always been that little chip that resides on Tom's shoulder where he felt he still needed to prove something to himself. As Rocky Balboa would say, that beast was still inside him. There was still stuff in the basement that he had to let out, and I think Tom let it all out this year. So congratulations to him. Third day in a row, tip of the cap to Tom Brady on a phenomenal career. And you mentioned waiving the mandatory waiting period for Canton. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but there is a situation where Tom might not have to wait the full gamut to receive a Hall of Fame jacket, and that is in Foxborough. The red jacket of the Patriots Hall of Fame presented by Raytheon Technologies in Foxborough, adjacent to Gillette Stadium. Robert Kraft went on CNN yesterday morning to talk about Tom Brady Murph, and he spoke effusively about him, as you can understand, as you can imagine. You knew that was going to happen. And the question came up about Tom signing, quote unquote, that ceremonial, and I hate the word ceremonial, so I'm going to switch that up. I'm going to say honorary one-day contract with the organization, because I think a lot of people forget this is not just a symbolic gesture. This is an actual transaction that has to be signed in order to do this, to make him retire as a Patriot. But Robert Kraft is very motivated to this. I'm quoting him directly, quote, "I'd do it tomorrow. Not only do I want it, our fans are clamoring for it, and to us, he has always been and always will be a Patriot. Amen, Robert. We will do everything we can in our power to bring him back, sign off as a Patriot, and find ways to honor him for many years to come." Murph, I think there should be an immediate induction into the Patriots Hall of Fame for Tom Brady. And I say immediate, folks. I think they'll do when the time is right, when the weather is good, and everybody can celebrate it together probably the summer
Columbus
or late.
Day.
This, but yeah, Columbus Day would be great. Yeah,
Columbus
it would be
Day
that.
Weekend.
Yeah, that would be great. And I do think that will happen. But at the same time, the one-day contract, I know a lot of fans like it. Some people are pushing back on it. Where do you stand on this?
I stand on it that what does it hurt? You know, honestly, what's the harm? The people that are standing against this. I'm not a huge believer in the one-day contract. You know, you came in a Patriot, go out a Patriot. It doesn't really matter to me. But it doesn't bother me either. Okay, it's kind of like the people who rally against Sweet Caroline. What does it hurt you? You know, honestly, can some kids have some fun at the ballpark? and I put it in that category. It'd be a nice little day, probably more so for Bob Kraft than anybody else, because you know, Bob has been kicking himself in the butt for letting Tom walk out the door when he did a few years ago. And if this gives Bob some peace, go ahead. If it's a nice day for the local gentry, sure, I don't have an issue with it at all. But like I said, have a special day, have a special red jacket day. I think Columbus Day weekend would be fantastic for it. Throw a bloody parade, invite back everybody that's ever played with Tom, And I mean, for God's sake, this town threw a parade for a man who won a Stanley Cup, and he didn't win the Stanley Cup here. So, you know, let's go ahead and do it. Throw the man a parade. He's the greatest football player that's ever walked the face of the earth, or that will ever walk the face of the earth. So, yeah, he deserves his own day here in New England, if nothing else.
Yeah, for those of us outside of New England that might be listening, Murph is referring to
Ray Bourque.
Bruins legend Ray Bourque, absolutely. Winning a Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche, did not do so with Boston. Obviously, Boston winning in 2011, big moment for Bruins fans there. But
right.
Up until that point, it had been lean times. And Ray Bourque had provided so many great memories to everyone in Boston that they felt they needed to honor him. And I didn't have a problem with it then. I will not have a problem with anything they do to honor Tom Brady. Two-plus decades of excellence, Murph, that we will not see again.
Nope.
People say probably. I think we can both go ahead and make that definitive. We're not going to see the type of dominance Brady had for the decades that he played, playing at the level he played at, three separate Hall of Fame careers in his 20s, his 30s, and his 40s. You've been beating that drum since the beginning. You're one of the first, if not the first, to really start that campaign. So,
I wrote that a while ago, that he had had two Hall of Fame careers, and now you can probably say three. People talk about longevity, but when you live up to your longevity, you know, that's the rarest thing of all. You don't find ball players that hang on and compete at the level that Tom Brady has. He wasn't hanging on. He was competing every single day. And it's something we'll never see again, folks. So put the hate away if you're not from New England, and just reflect on what was great about Tom Brady from day one through the last.
Yeah, without any question, without any question whatsoever. And, you know, Tom Brady, look, you know, for all ends and purposes, will always be a Patriot. And I think the pieces are in place right now for him to come home and do that. Whether or not that one-day contract gets signed, folks, is really, as Murph said, irrelevant. That red jacket is his. That's going to be the moment that I think everyone looks at and says, okay, yeah, this is the culmination of a tremendous career and one hell of a ride here in New England. And
one
knows,
day goes in with no one else.
Yeah, that day. Absolutely. Absolutely. Give him his singular moment, because if there's one person that's earned that, it is Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. And hey, you know what? John Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nels may be right after all. Who says you can't go home? Tom Brady, I think, will eventually find his way back to Foxborough in some way, shape, or form. Yep. But you know what, Murph? We look to the future. This is Locked On Patriots, and the Patriots have a future to scout. Murph wasn't only a prognosticator or prognosticators when it came to Tom Brady's three Hall of Fame careers. He also happened to have a pretty spot-on suggestion the last time we shared the microphone about a new potential Patriots kicker. We're going to see if Murph can pull upon that type of future dwelling that just really is his forte when we continue this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast and we continue with our evaluation of the upcoming Senior Bowl. But first, today's episode brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn. As small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 depends on the team members you surround yourself with. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, the values, and the experiences to help you achieve your goals. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, from your company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all in one platform. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to, and they help you do it faster. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Patriots fans, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, a fixture here on Locked On Patriots, hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. We might have to start hashtag Locked On Murph Friday because it's the perfect way to bookend the week here on the pod. Murph, we kicked it off with you today because this, you know, it's Tom Brady week and we're continuing to break that down, but we are turning the page now here on Tom and we're focusing 100% of our energy, our insight on the New England Patriots, and draft season has begun. The unofficial start of draft season, Murph, is the first Senior Bowl practice down in Mobile, Alabama. DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive line coach, acting as defensive coordinator for the American squad. A lot of scouting going on. But first, I want to give a tip of the cap and a nod to the gods to you, my friend, because the East-West Shrine Bowl took place on Thursday night. Troy Brown winning his debut, but you know, there was something about watching Jake Moody just boot those balls into the moon and be able to knock down 51-yard field goals. You did it again, my friend. You told us to watch for something, and it happened. Dare I say the monster keys were turned without even officially being cut. How do you do it? How do you do it, my friend?
Well, I take a look at you know, I don't know how I do it. I just do it. Trying to explain it. No, I mean, Bill loves Michigan. He, you know, there's no team that he has plucked from more over the past decade than the Wolverines. You know, go blue. And it was Jake Moody just, you know, he stood out to me with everything that he's done this year. The need that the Patriots have for a kicker like this. I'm actually kind of pissed off. I really am. Okay, because this guy just moved up into like the fourth or the third. Some people are saying the second round. I'm like, okay. All right. I was hoping that Bill would use one of his hated fifth round picks on this kid. He's a fantastic talent. He would fit in here so well. We've been really spoiled over the years with having great kickers. And yeah. I just think that this is somebody else that could come in here, give between, you know, 5 and 8 years of fantastic legwork. And I hope Bill still gets them. I do. I really do. Kickers count, people. He got the MVP in this game for a reason, and because he's just a phenomenal talent. And if you don't think kickers count, there's the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, doing it. I want to give a little shout out to my friend Kevin Stone, who covers the New England Patriots for the New England Football Journal. He said Troy Brown won his first Super Bowl in New England with a stout defense and help from one of the greatest kickers of all time, if not the greatest kicker of all time. Followed a similar formula last night, not quite to the degree that he did when he hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, but good defensive effort in that game and a little help from a very good kicker, a budding young potential superstar at the position. But Murph, this East-West Shrine game is now in the books, and the Senior Bowl is coming up. We're talking Saturday afternoon, folks, in Mobile, Alabama, University of Southern Alabama campus. And this is going to be, a game that a lot of people are going to enjoy. I think there are a number of talented players on each side of the ball. Let's start with the offensive side of the ball for the Patriots, because we know that the Pat Scouts are now turning their full attention to the guys over in the Senior Bowl, and two in particular on the offensive line that I've had my eye on. One of them is a Michigan Wolverine, believe it or not. Well,
careful. Who would have thought? Careful. What happened the last time we were looking at Michigan linemen?
Yeah, I know that.
We picked the wrong one.
Yeah, we did. We did pick the wrong one. Although Caesar, I think, has still got an opportunity to have a pretty good career for himself. But, I mean, when you look at right tackle and you look at the Patriots' need at this position, to me, it begins and ends with Juan Jones of Ohio State. I mean, I know your eye is on this kid as well.
Yeah.
6'8", 360 pounds. You want to talk about a formidable presence on the opposite, potentially on the opposite side of a guy like Trent Brown. I mean, that, Twin Towers, man, that really is. That's something to watch. Could be something to watch.
Oh, man. The kid's beautiful. 6'8", 375, an 89.5-inch wingspan. You know, the way this man dominated competition this week was unreal. Every highlight that you saw on every show featured this kid. And I don't see how he's going to be there when the Patriots Patriots pick it, but it's going to happen. Right now, he's projected as a top 50 player. I don't think he gets out of the first round, though.
Yeah, I don't think he gets out of the first round either. The power that you see this kid and the dedication that he shows to his blocks is something that I've been keeping much more of a close eye on now, especially with the Senior Bowl scouting going on. Our guys over in Locked On are doing a phenomenal job, the contingent that we have down in Mobile, scouting these guys and sending me clips and showing me what I want to see from him. And, you know, DeJuan has had some issues, did sit out a little bit this week in practice, did complain of a headache. They were taking erring on the side of caution. Not sure how much we're going to see when it comes to his action in the Senior Bowl, but his presence there and his tape alone from Ohio State is something worth watching. Really great at opening up the running lanes. If you're looking at someone that can really block to facilitate guys like Ramondre Stevenson or whoever they bring in to compliment him, is it Damian Harris coming back? Who knows? We talked about that a few days ago, Murph, but he can also use his size and length to secure the edge and pass protection.
Right.
When you have that type of dual threat capability, big things can happen.
He's just a beast out there. You know, opposing edge rushers, at least at this level right now, have had absolutely no chance. None.
Yeah.
And this is a kid that you can put in there for 10 years, and he's just going to be a stalwart for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the work ethic. I'm not sure of, you know, how he goes about game planning for each Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, those are questions. I can't wait to see him at the combine.
Yeah. I really can't wait to see him at the combine either. I will be there in Indianapolis, and he's one of those guys that I'm going to be glued to, really watching him closely and seeing how he tests and what he's able to do. This kid, definitely a bright NFL future. But it's not all about the right tackle position, Murph. Patriots potentially need help on the left as well. Even if Trent's back in the fold this year, which is not a guarantee, by the way, folks, there is a limited shelf life there as well. And the guy that I'm watching is that Michigan Wolverine. Talking left tackle, Ryan Hayes, another monster of a man. 6'7", 307 is what he weighs in at. He primarily aligns at left tackle, but he doesn't have to be pigeonholed into that position. He's got great mobility, great arm length. To tell you the truth, it wouldn't surprise me if he got kicked inside in the NFL because of his versatility. Some balance issues from what I've heard from people that are close to the Michigan program, some of the stuff that I've seen, but he's at his best. He can resist his competition as a run blocker. He's definitely capable of holding his own there. And I really like his ability to be able to seal the edge and stifle the blindside rush. If he's going to be a fit in New England, that's where he comes in and really able to provide that protection from a guy like Mac Jones, or for a guy like Mac Jones, I should said. So, you know, the Patriots have their penchant for watching Michigan. I think this is a guy that they're going to be watching as well.
Right. The guy that I'm looking at the other side is Darnell Wright out of Tennessee. Another massive individual, you know, 6'5", 342. And he has the punch that this kid has is unbelievable. They stop pass rushers right in their tracks. And he's somebody that the Patriots should definitely look at. I have no problem with double dipping at this position, both in free agency and in this draft. This is somebody that they should take a look at. And the other guy that I really like is, you know, one of those guys that Bill really loves because you can move him all around. He's a day two player, and that's Cody Mauch why am I blanking on his school right now? Oh no,
but that's okay. I'm embarrassed to say I am as well, but
he's somebody that the Patriots could look at on day two or day three and be able to do. It's going to hit me in a second. You just watch. It's going to hit me in a second.
Oh, you're all right. But no, in any case, I do agree with you.
That's right. North Dakota State. That's where he's from. That's it.
Absolutely. No, all kidding aside, folks, I think you're right on the money in terms of the Patriots investing multiple picks or investing a lot of energy into potentially shoring up that offensive line, getting younger, getting quicker, and bringing in NFL-capable talent. That's something I believe that they will do. On behalf of my friend LJ, our guy LJ Murph, we got to talk a little wideout because New England Patriots fans are clamoring for some help at that position. The guy that I really, really like is the guy that I think everybody likes at the Senior Bowl this weekend, and that's Xavier Hutchinson, the wide receiver out of Ohio State. I think one of the more watched prospects this weekend, no question about it. Versatile receiver, great size. It can get open in really a number of ways. This is a kid that's not just good on the perimeter. He's good in the slot. He's got the ability to break a tackle, got good arm strength to be able to do that as well. And the thing that I love about him, and I think the thing that you're going to love about him too, or that you probably already do, yards after the catch. This kid's a machine when it comes to it.
He really is. He's like, get me the ball. I'll find the space after I have it in my hands and just sprint away from everybody. I love this kid.
Yeah, without any question, really do as well. And, I think he could, be an option for the Patriots on the perimeter. Yep. I think he could be suited to move inside.
Yeah, he could be a big slot
option. Yep. Yeah. Exactly, especially in Bill O'Brien's offense and the way he likes to utilize the slot receivers and utilize yards after the catch, facilitating the run game, this kid would be a phenomenal fit. So if there is a situation, folks, where Jacoby Myers is not back in New England this year, Xavier Hutchinson could be a nice fill-in and, dare I say, maybe even a little bit more of an athletic option when he comes into his own. But that's not to say we don't want Jacoby back.
just to stay on point, I know that you're going to talk about a young guy out of Stanford that you really like. I like, Michael Wilson out of Stanford. He's a wide receiver that not a lot of people were talking about. And he was a early day three, late day two type, maybe even, some people talked about him falling as an undrafted guy, which I really can't see. But this is one of the best route runners in this draft. And we all know how much Bill loves a guy who can run a route. It's gone down in Patriots history from Welker to Edelman, right on down the line to Danny Amendola, all fantastic route runners. I think this kid could come in late, be a late round draft pick and actually end up making this team.
Yeah, I think he's got a shot as well. The New England Patriots definitely have an offensive identity now under Bill O'Brien. There's a pedigree there. There's a system the Patriots would like to be able to run. And both Bills are very predicated on having guys in this system that can run routes, precision routes. They've done so. And the guys that can do it have gone on to have great careers. You mentioned three of them right off the bat, and Welker, Edelman, and Amendola as well. So we're all looking forward to seeing what the Patriots are going to be looking at on offense when it comes to the Senior Bowl, but defense wins championships. And will the New England Patriots have their sharp eye on some defensive players? With DeMarcus Covington over there, folks, you know they're going to. And Murph and I are going to talk about the players that we're going to be watching closely when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, I want to tell you a little bit about our friends over at FanDuel, our sponsors for today's podcast. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to the point spreads to who will score a touchdown. FanDuel Sportsbook is safe, it's secure, and it's super easy to use. But best of all, you can get paid on your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Patriots fans, it is that time of year. Now, I'm not talking about the big game. We all know that it just doesn't have the same feel without the New England Patriots there. Talking about tax time. That's right. Not a pleasant time of year for a lot of people, although some of you get excited for it. Do yourself a favor. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Yeah, that's right. Let me repeat that. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Meet with an expert who will do them for you. TurboTax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so you can do not taxes. Show your eyes things that are not taxes. unpack a moving box of not taxes, taste not taxes, sing not taxes a lullaby, hope not taxes sleeps through the night, grab a saddle and ride not taxes off into the sunset. Here's a photo for you. With TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring your taxes are done right, guaranteed, so you can relax. And it feels good to be done with your taxes. It will when you do them with TurboTax. Come to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit TurboTax. Full service products only. Video meeting while expert does your taxes required. See guarantee for details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Patriots fans, the legend himself, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, the Counter Murphy Fisto himself, joins me here today, closing the week in style, getting you all ready for the Reese's Senior Bowl coming up this week, Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, Alabama, Mobile, my friend. It's always the time to be at this time of year. And we talked a lot about offensive prospects for the New England Patriots, but we know that defense is just as important, if not even more important, to Bill Belichick. And even though the defense was pretty solid this year, you're always looking for those next level prospects. And the Patriots have a few to choose from. I'm going to give you the floor first, my friend. When you look at the list of potential combatants this weekend, who are you keeping your sharp eye on the defensive side of the ball if you're DeMarcus Covington and the Pats contingent down in Mobile?
I'm looking at cornerback. There are some linebackers that you could get later in this draft in the second or third round, but as for first round talents, you know, it's Cam Smith, Joey Porter. These guys are fantastic. Eli Ranks out of Alabama. You've got to love him. But you know, the man that I have fallen in love with this year is Kelly Ringo out of Georgia. You know, 6'2", 210 pounds. He is the press man guy that Bill needs in this draft. And I think that you may be able to get him in the second round with a trade up like they did for Barmore in 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Without any question. And if the Patriots do go that route, I think they will look to beef up their capabilities in the secondary. Look, for all intents and purposes, that defensive front was pretty stout this year in New England.
It was.
And the secondary is where they found that they needed the most help. Now, that's not to say that guys like John Jones didn't have a good season. I believe he did. Kyle Duggar is proving that he is a true stud in this league. I thought they got decent contribution out of Jabril Peppers in the limited time that he was out there. Adrian Phillips had a little bit of a down year in terms of Adrian Phillips standards, but he's still a guy you can rely on in that star hybrid linebacker type.
Phillips was never put in the right situation. You know, we talk time and time again about how Bill puts guys into a position to succeed. He wasn't able to do that this year with him.
Yeah.
I think that if he comes back, there'll be an uptick in his personal. But what this defense really needs is that studly press corner that is going to allow help over the top on the other side. On opposing number ones, because that's what Bill likes to do. He likes to put his second best cornerback on somebody's number one with help over the top and let his number one cornerback shut down the other side. I think Ringo is it. I really do.
Ringo. The marketing capabilities alone are endless, folks. But all kidding aside, I mean, there is a lot to love about this kid's game. The one that I do have my eye on, and you kind of alluded to this in the previous segment about Stanford, Kyle Blue Kelly out of Stanford University, the cornerback. You're right. I think the Patriots are going to look to return to that press man cover scheme. Yep. And if they do that, I love the way this kid fits into that. Speed, athleticism, size. He's got pretty much everything that they're going to be looking for. He's got the ability to play in some cover three as well. So it's not just limited to only that man coverage, but he's aggressive at the catch point. To me, the only downfall with this kid, and I think that he's going to have to work on that and working with someone like a Bill Belichick or working with some of the savvy veterans they have in this team, got to get a little more aggressive, maybe a little more engaged when he plays off coverage, because that's the only knock right now on this kid. But I think he'll be a very good potential fit for New England at perimeter corner. A guy that's climbing.
Somebody that you can grab. Yeah, I'm sorry. And somebody that you can grab outside of the first or second round. I don't think Kelly is going to go quite as high as some of the other guys that we're talking about. But Mike is right, man. This kid has potential. He's somebody that is that will come in here and contribute from day one.
Yeah, he absolutely will. And a guy that keeps climbing up my big board, and our guy Andrew Caraway is going to love this because we're mentioning some Georgia Bulldogs here. Hey, why not? You got to mention the defending champions, Christopher Smith, the safety out of Georgia. I really like this kid more. I'm watching Murph. You want to talk about that Swiss Army knife type player? This kid can do it. He can align at the free. He can align at the box. He can even align in the nickel. Probably at his best in the free, but this kid does remind me of a young Devin McCourty. Always in the right place, always at the right time, blocked the field goal, took it back for a touchdown in the SEC championship against LSU. Again, because he was in the right spot, he knew how to play the ball, he knew how to play the coverage, knew how to play the jump. That counts so much. And you hear coaches, you hear people, scouts talk about how high this kid's football IQ is, what he brings to the table. And really, I think that's going to endear him to so many guys on this roster. If Devin's back, this is a perfect protege for him to be able to groom, to help along and carry on that tradition. But I think guys like Duggar and guys like Phillips, who, again, they have such a high football IQ, they're going to love playing alongside this kid, can understand the coverage technique. And the thing that we hear from people from Georgia, including our good friend Andrew, is this kid is a communicator with his teammates. And if you can show that type of communication right off the bat, you know big things are in store for that. I really like the potential fit for this kid in New England.
I do too. It's a fantastic pick. It's not somebody that a lot of people are talking about, but hopefully more will after they read your latest piece.
Well, thank you. And there probably will be more to come on Christopher Smith as well and some of the other great prospects. I did have an opportunity to write a little bit about my six-pack of potential superstars that might look good in a Patriots uniform. So check that out over at sportsillustrated.si.com/NFL/Patriots, where all of our stuff is over there as well. And the great coverage for not only the Senior Bowl, but the Shrine Bowl. Our man Daniel Flick was out there, boots on the ground in Las Vegas, did a great job covering that. So check that out as well. But Murph, what can I say? You are always there for the handoff, and I can't think of a better way to close out the week in style than welcoming you here to the program. And thank you for joining me. Before I let you go, my friend, please let everyone know what we can expect in the coming days from the great pen, the great voice, whatever type of great wisdom and counsel medium you wish to use from Thomas Murphy.
Well, today's truck day. Okay, so everybody in Boston is packing up and heading south for training camp. So I'm going to start diving into position by position depth down there for the Red Sox this year. You can check that all out at e2gsports.com. Of course, you can you can listen to Clazzy Claire and myself every Tuesday morning on One Patriots Place. This week, Mark Schofield will be joining us once again to share his wisdom and knowledge of everything that we're going to see this weekend and who the Patriots might be going after. Just follow me on the Bird app, as Mark has coined it, at TMurph207, and you keep up with everything.
Absolutely, folks. And again, if Mark Schofield's putting his voice to the microphone, you want to check that out. A favorite here, the host emeritus, I love to call him, here on Locked On Patriots, and that will indeed continue. And for all of you Locked On Patriots fans that are missing a little mock draft with your Monday, well, then Murph and I have got good news for you. Well, I did welcome this man for another reason other than just the phenomenal wisdom and counsel he provides. That's right, folks. We are announcing the official kickoff of Mock Draft Monday, coming back this Monday, February 6th. Don't forget to send in your mock drafts. Tag the Locked On Patriots account on Twitter at @LO_Patriots. You can send it by DM. You can tag us. You can even put a comment in the YouTube section. If you want, you can even put your mock draft right there in the comments section. We'll be doing a limited amount of draft mock draft evaluation on Monday, but it is the start of the season, and we will continue to do so. Take a little bit of a break on Monday after the Super Bowl to break down the big game. However, we will be back the following week with Mock Draft Monday. So for this coming Monday, folks, don't forget to send in your mock drafts. through the miracle of technology, which really is a miracle that I figured out how to use it. We're going to be able to put your mock drafts front and center on the screen. So all of you that watch on YouTube will be able to follow along. In the meantime, please continue to follow along with Locked On Patriots each and every day as your daily source of news, notes, and analysis from Foxborough. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for always taking time out of your schedule to join me here on Locked On Patriots. And for those of you that haven't done so, if we're your first listen, make your second listen our good friends over at the Locked On NFL podcast. So much great content, so much amazing stuff whenever it comes to the Shield. Download, subscribe to, follow wherever you get your podcasts. On behalf of my good friend, the legendary Connor Murphy Fisto himself, I'm Mike DeBate. Continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Let's